Hey guys, it's Sarah, Matthias, and Gentry here, and welcome back to Startup
Couple
Radio. So in today's show, we thought we would talk a little bit about the differences between internships, apprenticeships, and just working. So we all have very different experiences when it comes to this. And Matthias, you want to start off about talking about your experience like apprenticeshipping.
Let's introduce first Gentry.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's
it?
A really good
I'm
idea.
Sorry.
So you guys know who she is.
So Gentry is our intern, for those of you who don't know or don't follow our other social media platforms. So why don't you just say like a little bit about yourself?
Okay, so hey, my name is Gentry. I just graduated from the University of South Florida, but I was in Sweden on an exchange to graduate. And I've been studying Chinese. I didn't learn much Swedish, but I'm excited to be there.
Yeah, it's Perfect. A cool country.
Yeah, very nice. So let's get into talking about apprenticeship.
Yeah.
So maybe you guys know, like, I'm from Switzerland, and in Switzerland, it's very common that after you go to high school, you start an apprenticeship. So I did that, and my apprenticeship took 3 years. You basically learn your craft. So my thing was, I was working in an office, and I learned how to work in an office, how to use.
So did you? I'll have to stop you just because I'm already confused. So you went to school until what age?
So the apprenticeship started when I was 15.
So you went to school from 5 to 15?
Yeah, from 7, 8.
To 15?
To 15.
And then from 15 to
what age? To 18, you do usually apprenticeship.
Okay.
If you went to a particular high school. If you go to a higher high school where the little bit smarter kids are, afterwards when you turn 18.
Who determines who the smart kids are?
The grades.
Oh, okay.
So it's 1 to 6, and usually the kids who go to the highest grades called gymnasium, if you have higher than 5.2, you're allowed to go to the gymnasium.
So you weren't in that class?
I was not. I was a solid like 4.5, 4.8 person.
Which in America would be like a C student, I suppose, or like a B kind of student.
Yeah, B student.
Which is funny that they don't consider that the smart group. But anyway, so you went to apprenticeship 3 years to learn how to work in an office. Like, what kind of skills did you learn?
So we learned like how to write proper German, because it's German and it's German. So we need to learn how to write proper letters. You need to learn accounting. A lot of math is involved. Public speaking and all that. Yeah.
And did you think it was valuable, worth it?
The thing is, I always knew that I want to go study business, so I had like a far goal in mind, so I knew I have to go through this type of apprenticeship, otherwise it would have been much harder for me to be in college to study business. But honestly, you don't need a 3 years apprenticeship to work in an office. It's
And what else is crazy, in Switzerland, don't you need like a 3 year apprenticeship to work in a retail store to ring up clothes?
Yes,
you need that. Doesn't that seem crazy to you, Gentry?
That's strange.
Yeah.
Also, you need a 3 year apprenticeship to be a chef or to work on a construction site.
So does it make switching career paths a little bit more difficult?
Yes, like usually people who go through an apprenticeship, this is what they do for the rest of their life.
Wow, that's a big commitment to make when you're young, right?
Very big commitment, and there are very few that actually switch.
Because it's such a hassle to switch.
It's a real hassle, because usually if you have to switch, there are years and years involved to do something new.
And that's what's interesting, because Gentry, so you've done stuff in all sorts of different industries.
Yes, so my first internship was actually in academia. I was doing research on different policies in the Middle East for a professor.
So different.
Where were you? Like, were you in Florida?
I was in Florida at the USF. And I was basically, I found books, and then he told me which ones to read, and I provided a summary of the book. And then the second internship I had, I was working for, it's Tampa Bay World Trade Center, so they kind of compile different businesses together to increase trade in Tampa, and they didn't know how to market themselves, and I convinced them that maybe I had some info about that.
And now you work for us doing influencer marketing. We're gonna get more into what she's doing for us right now and how she feels about the whole experience in the next segment, so keep listening. Okay, so internships. You've had a lot of experience. You've done all sorts of different ones. What is your impression on interning for us so far? Because I know we have you doing all sorts of different things, like blog posts. Today you filmed a YouTube video. You know, we worked on all that together. Video editing, all sorts of stuff related to social media. Something you've never done before. How do you feel about doing something so completely different from what you've done in the past?
I mean, personally, I find it really refreshing to do something I've never done before, especially since most of my major is very, like, academic-based, and you have to cite things and research, and you have to prove, and it's context, and world, weird things are happening. And, but yeah, so if, I don't know if you guys knew, but I was studying international politics.
Yeah, FYI, we got that from all your resumes and stuff.
Yeah. And yeah, but what I've really enjoyed working for Think Influencers, that I know exactly what you guys expect of me, which is really frustrating to be an intern. This has happened to me before. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know that how they felt about my work.
Like no lack of communication.
Feedback.
They told me that I could use the office, but then I got to the office and then I couldn't use the office. It was so awkward. So it's just really great to have like people that to mentor you that have clear expectations, and then maybe you guys give me feedback as well. So
yeah, absolutely. I think communication and expectations, it's actually so funny. I was telling them how we actually thought about getting an intern after seeing Craig Adams. And in the live stream, he had a live stream with his intern. They did a live stream. And I typed in the live chat, like, Craig, what's your number one tip for having an intern of your own? And he said, make sure the expectations are clear. That's funny. He said, make sure everybody understands what they have to give and what they can expect to get out of it. And we try, you know, really hard to give feedback. Like, are we happy with something? Does something need to be changed? And we try to, you know, have an open conversation about the workload and would you like to do something else? I think, Matthias, you're really good at that.
Yeah, I always make sure that like that she is interested in the work, because I want that she gets out of this internship and says like, hey, I really learned something. Since she came like more from the academia field, like political science and stuff, and now she was switching into business. So I really wanted that she comes up with something.
Do you feel like internships help you shape a little bit more your vision for your future and where you want to go?
Oh yeah, I mean, before this semester, before I started this internship, I was really dead set on working in a government job. But now I'm really enjoying traveling, working while I'm traveling, meeting new people, and I think this is more of a lifestyle that I would prefer to have in the future rather than staying in one spot for a couple of years.
Right, that can be tough, you know, because for me, I did the opposite, right? I never interned. I never tried anything. I was one of those people. I got out of school and I was paralyzed, scared to death to get out of my comfort zone. So I just stuck with what I knew. And I really wish I would have tried more things sooner, because I basically went from college to graduating to staying in my comfort zone, which was always hospitality. And then I got a real, you know, job, office job, 9 to 5. And I absolutely hated it. And had I had done an internship, for example, in that field where I had to sit in an office for 8 hours, I probably would have known 8 hours in a desk is like not good for me. Like, you know me, Matthias, when I had that job, I was miserable.
Yeah, I wish I would have done the same, like during the whole university experience, that I would have every single minute, then I would have had nothing to do, just do an internship for a certain company to figure out like what I really want to do, what direction I want to go, etc.
Because even if you don't like it, it's one thing you can cross off the list,
right? For example, like
nope.
Yeah, for example, like you can internship in an accounting department, then go next one going to be in a marketing company.
Or construction. Yeah. Like, go try something completely different,
yes,
right?
I did that, and I learned a lot of new things, and it was great, but I learned as well that it's not for me for on the long term.
I think it was Casey Neistat who said something like, nothing will help you figure out where you want to go than doing something you hate for 8 or 10 hours a day, because you're going to be sitting there for 8 or 10 hours a day thinking of all the things that you wish you were doing, and whatever you're daydreaming about, that's probably the direction that you want to go in. That's kind of what happened with us, isn't
it? Exactly. As soon as you're daydreaming, like, you need to go do something else.
Yeah, definitely. Time to go. So more talk about internships in the next segment. Keep listening.
So welcome to the final segment of this episode. Now we would like to talk about like why did we pick Gendry? And as you know, we are YouTubers, and we put out on YouTube that we would like to have an intern, and we got many applicants, and Gendry definitely stood out with her resume, like she listed everything perfectly. She had an impeccable resume, like she had so much experience, so many interns, and
internships. Really,
internships.
It was impressive how much she had packed in, like at such a young age. I was thinking, dang, I wish my resume looked like this when I was
21.
Yeah, absolutely, because I had nothing. Like I was saying, you know, school and you know, side part-time
jobs.
Working
in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm, and, absolutely, and it's exactly what I wish that I would have done. And now I encourage my little sister and people, like, go do that. Like, go push yourself out there and try things. Don't just stay in your comfort zone.
Yeah. Definitely go out and try things because you're so young. You can still decide, like, oh, I'm doing marketing right now. Like, maybe I'm really interested in accounting and I can study that because I love it so
much. You can literally start over. You have so much time. You can fail at everything and you have plenty of time to rebound. And yeah, we were just super impressed with her, I guess, ability to do the application with little to no information.
Yeah,
and
we literally said, like, hey, we're looking for a summer intern.
But like I said in the Q&A video that we just filmed, she didn't even know we were hiring an intern.
Yeah.
She just applied. Like, she just saw us on Instagram and thought maybe they would consider it. Mm. And I was like, wow, that is freaking genius. I mean, that's just smart.
It worked out really well because we were just looking for somebody and it was just perfect.
And Gentry, why were you interested in interning for us?
I don't know. I mean, I've been following your brand and I knew what you guys were doing with Think Influencer and I was just really curious and I know that this is like the future of marketing and I don't know. I feel like I'm on like the cusp of something.
It's
new.
Cool, right?
It's really cool.
Yeah.
So
we also really enjoy that feeling of being on, like you
forward
said, like forward thinking and like doing things that people don't get what you're doing. I think that's kind of exciting, you know?
Yeah. It's very exciting, like how we have to describe every single time what we're really doing. And then, people say, oh, that's so cool. That's such a cool
or
idea.
Or they're like, they have no idea what you're talking about.
It's
and they're
like,
just like,
oh,
okay,
nice.
Okay, nice. That sounds interesting. Yeah, it's so funny with social media and just the internet because you have people that are all in and like totally get it and totally see what you're doing. And then people that like have no idea what you're talking about. And there's very little in between. It's like you're an internet person or you're not and you don't get it. So it is always so funny to see how many people still have no clue what we're doing when to us it seems so obvious and so natural and so where we are. We're not working in the future. This is present day.
Yeah.
You know, this is what's going on right now. This is not the future. This is already happening. And yeah, it's very exciting. So I guess with this podcast, we just want to inspire you guys. Get out there. If you're in college, I know a lot of you guys listening are super young, and just get out there, reach out to those people that you look up to. You'll get their attention. Be persistent. Don't be obnoxious. Just make it clear the value that you can add and stick with it. Stay on them. You'll definitely get noticed.
Step
out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, make sure that you can provide value. Like if they offer a summer intern, tell them like what you can do for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's just, we got so many applications that said like, hi, can you give me more details, right? Or hi, I need more information. And this is just not the way to get their attention.
Especially in a startup, when you're in a startup, like every single day it's uncertain.
Absolutely.
So you need to go out there and make it work.
Yeah.
With to no information.
Yes, 100%. So hope we could inspire you guys in some way. Hope Gentry can inspire you guys in some way because she's done so much at such a young age. And I really think all young people, young girls should go and, you know, just give it a go. Give it a go.
Definitely.
If you fail, if you don't like it, it's something you can cross off the list.
Yeah, so if you have any questions about internships or anything else, you can send us an email at sarah@thinkinfluencer.com or matt@thinkinfluencer.com.
So thank you for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great day, and you'll hear from us very soon. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.